Trudy Munoz has served nearly a decade at the Fluvanna Correctional Center for shaking a four-month-old baby at her Northern Virginia daycare. At the time, doctors believed that three symptoms, swelling and bleeding on the brain, coupled with bleeding behind the eyes, signaled shaken baby syndrome, which can lead to brain damage and, in some cases, death. Cindy Christian holds a chair in the prevention of child abuse and neglect at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. She says doctors now look at many other factors before concluding a baby was shaken.
There's no doctor who sees three findings and makes an immediate diagnosis. We take a detailed history from parents. We do a complete physical examination. We do laboratory testing and radiographic testing and x-rays and MRIs.
That process should catch other possible causes of swelling and bleeding.
Children can have bleeding disorders that can lead to subdural hemorrhage. Babies can have metabolic diseases, accidental trauma.
And that's what caught the attention of UVA's Innocence Project. Lawyer Deirdre Enright reviewed the Munoz case and found in the medical record that the baby's father reported a wooden plaque fell on the child's head a week earlier. That information and the fact that he had a blood clot in one of the vessels supplying his brain were not shared with the jury.
The child had a cortical thrombosed vein in his head. There are many doctors who would say you cannot shake a baby into that condition. He had infection in his lung. He had a fever, and he was treated with antibiotics. And none of that came up at trial.
The child has recovered and is in school, learning at grade level. But Enright says he continues to suffer seizures. Whatever their cause, Trudy's daughters were looking forward to getting their mother back when she was released on August 13th. But they say their mom could instead be deported to Peru because she was convicted of a felony. Here's the eldest daughter, Renata.
It would be very hard for us to see our mother leave once again and us be a continent away. And it almost feels like she's going to be sentenced to another punishment.
Her only hope is a pardon from Virginia's governor. And as luck would have it, Ralph Northam is highly qualified to review the case. As a pediatric neurologist, he knows shaken baby syndrome.
Yes, I'm very familiar with it. And it's a tremendous tragedy when it happens. And, you know, anything that we can do to help educate the public and keep this from happening will be in our best interest.
But Northam has referred the matter to the parole board, where retired state police officers work part-time, to investigate claims of innocence. The governor's office says that's standard procedure for the 15 to 20 pardon requests it gets every week. So it's no surprise that Trudy Munoz has been waiting more than a year for a decision. An upsetting fact for her 14-year-old daughter, Jimena.
They could have investigated it more, but they didn't. The whole situation is very twisted.
In 2008, just before Trudy Munoz was convicted, an appeals judge in Wisconsin wrote, "There is fierce disagreement among doctors about the shaken baby diagnosis, signaling a shift in mainstream medical opinion." And 2 years ago, a group representing 1,800 pediatricians asked the governor of Massachusetts to investigate cases where shaken baby syndrome was diagnosed. Here in Virginia, no special action's been ordered by lawmakers or the governor. I'm Sandy Houseman.